The German early Romantic era composer Felix Mendelssohn is perhaps most famous for A Midsummer Night's Dream, which he wrote when he was just 17. And then there's the Wedding March he later added to it. Felix Mendelssohn and his sister Fanny, who was also a composer, were musical prodigies. And when we asked our classical music expert, Fran Hopfner, what music she's thankful for this week, she said, Mendelssohn. That's his Italian symphony, which Mendelssohn wrote when he was 24. And Fran Hopfner joins us. Fran, you wrote that this music evokes Italy, and it is like going on a vacation.
It is. Listening to this makes you immediately feel like you are not where you are. And it maybe helped that I listened to it when I was on vacation.
Yes, in the Catskills in New York, upstate.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Not Italy.
No.
But what? Like, how were you listening to this? Walking around in earbuds? How was it coloring you?
I was staying in this old schoolhouse, actually, with these big picture windows looking out over the mountains. And it was quiet hours on our little trip, so I decided I wanted to just listen to something. So I put on my big noise-canceling headphones, and I put on the symphony almost as a spur-of-the-moment decision. I hadn't heard it in a couple of years, and I just sat and looked out the window for a little and listened to it. And had this profoundly moving experience listening to the symphony and imagining this like same joy that Mendelssohn and I both shared while being on vacation.
Let's listen to a little more. You say it swept you off your feet. You know what I love about talking about classical music with you? Some might say that this piece is kind of caricatured. You know, they've heard it over and over. But then thinking about looking out a big glass window at upstate New York or anywhere across the country, the Grand Canyon, you know, prairies, I hear it again.
Yeah. I think there's a really emotionally mature experience being projected here with the music, even though Mendelssohn was so young when he wrote it.
Let's listen to the Andante. Some musicologists call this portion mournful, but you don't. Let's listen to a little. Now, I think this you listened to while you were walking in the rain?
Yeah, I took a little walk after I listened to the symphony for the first time, and I was like, I think I want to listen to this right over again. So I took a little walk into the mountains, and it was drizzling slightly, but not such that it would really bother me. And it just sort of had this, I don't know, it's a little melancholic, but I don't think it's too dire or too mournful. And there's something, I don't know, it's like sometimes you have bad weather days on vacation and you just gotta get through it.
Then we go to the third movement, Con Moto. With motion. Describe this as we listen.
I think Mendelssohn has allowed a lot of space into this particular movement. The first and the fourth movement are sort of frantic and joyful, and this one is so indulgent in its joy. This is where it really all sort of like clicked into place for me on this re-listen.
you say the piece is free from the tyranny of brass. we'd like to speak to some brass players.
Yeah, they're going to come for me.
But they do, there's a muted horn trio, which then can take the listener by surprise.
Yeah. It's so, I don't know, it's like stumbling upon something you didn't happen to come across. It doesn't really like interrupt the motion of it. It's almost as if you, the listener, discover it rather than Mendelssohn placing it there for you.
This is a genre of music from this era. Tell us more about that.
Composers were no longer using music to explore form necessarily, but now just emotions and memories and little stories. So while there are some like folk dances embedded into different parts of this, there's sort of a reference to Faust perhaps in the second movement. This is calling to mind all sorts of different emotional ideas rather than experimenting on just a theme.
Okay. The fourth movement, Saltarello, is after an Italian folk dance. So let's listen. You say this is almost maniacally cheerful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just this full burst of energy, like trying to get in all the last things you want to do before the end of the day or the end of a week on a trip. I can feel sort of him rushing to get this out.
Well, and he wrote his sister, Fanny, that it was going to be jolly?
Yeah, it was going to just be one of the most joyful things he's ever written, and I think it's really true.
But then there's the very, very end.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen. And all vacations come to an end.
They do. And I think this ending is a little dark. I think it's a little sad. It's sadder, perhaps, than, you know, the second movement, which was thought to be based on, you know, a funeral march. Mm-hmm. I think there's this disappointment kind of projected onto the end of this. It doesn't rise to this really emotional, happy, triumphant, you know, cymbals, timpani, big brass ending. It sort of just like ends.
Ends. Look, Mendelssohn grew up in a prominent Jewish family, brought up without religion, baptized as a Christian at age 7, out of favor musically for a while, partly because of anti-Semitism. Talk a little bit about how he was viewed.
Well, this was a really contentious time, I guess, as many were to follow, for Jews in Germany. And I think Mendelssohn really had a lot to overcome that I don't know that he did in the time that he was composing.
Mm. Which didn't last very long.
Yeah.
I mean, how old was he when he died?
38. Yeah. I think of him the way I do Mozart. They're like the two young M's to me, because he also had this really prolific, youthful career.
Yeah. Felix Mendelssohn died at 38 from a series of strokes. His sister, Fanny, at 42,
mm-hmm.
also from a stroke. So we listened to his music even more closely, knowing how young he was and what more there might have been.
And I think the idea of writing about yourself on vacation is kind of, I don't know, like not a particularly original idea or not a very mature idea, but the actual music that he composed has a real emotional maturity about being in motion that I really connect to.
Well, and we should use it to be the soundtrack for our vacations.
Yeah.
Fran Hoppner writes about classical music for WQXR in New York. Fran, thanks as always.
Thank you.